Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us again, he has written well over, well, probably about closer to 3,500 articles now, but at Amoland, he has over 1,900 articles. Amoland is the biggest website of its type in the gun culture, and he is the biggest writer there. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, I see that you wrote something about this, but now we know exactly what the details are going to be. But young Rittenhouse found himself back in court, except this time it was voluntary.
Correct. They were hammering out what to do with all the property and money involved. And there had been, apparently, considerable negotiations going on behind the scenes, of which we would know little. But when the parties go into court and say, we stipulate to this, well, they had to reach that agreement between themselves somehow. And in terms of the rifle, in the Rittenhouse case, the rifle that he carried and fired, there was stipulation between Kyle Rittenhouse, his attorneys, well, I guess it'd be his attorneys representing him, and Dominic Black, and the prosecutors, that they would, the rifle would be destroyed by the state of Wisconsin. It's not what I would have done, but, you know, there's some complications that makes you wonder if there's anything else that went on in these negotiations, because there was about $2 million worth of bond that was also allocated at this hearing. $25,000 to go to the previous set of lawyers, and then $925,000 to go to Rittenhouse and his lawyers, and $150,000, as I recall, to be returned to Schroeder? I have that name in front of me, but it was a famous television personality who donated some money to Kyle Rittenhouse bail fund. So he's getting $150,000 back, as I recall.
Wasn't Lindell, was it?
No, okay. Not Lindell. Lindell isn't getting any money back. But, yeah, I have it right here. All I have to do is go to an article I'm working on, and I can tell you. $150,000 to Ricky Schroeder.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's almost the same.
So yeah, it was Schroeder. You're right.
Yeah, with Judge Schroeder. I have been generally impressed with Judge Schroeder in this case, generally. And there was a kind of almost a comical thing at the hearing. I was able to see part of it. It's on YouTube. People can view it a couple different places. Ricada Law is a good one that, to view it from, if you want to look for it on YouTube. But Judge Schroeder, there was a motion because apparently the previous lawyers for Rittenhouse, have some debt problems. And so some parties in California filed a motion with the court in Wisconsin saying that $2 million should be ours because these lawyers owe us money. And it's kind of funny because the judge is reading, he says it's Judge Schroeder, we're talking about Bruce Schroeder, is reading that motion, and he's saying it's kind of hard to figure out what they're doing here. There's misspellings and the grammar isn't that good. And he says, what's their property interest in this? Now I can't see it. And one of the Rakata Law lawyers says, why isn't the attorney there in the courtroom? Well, he's not eligible to practice law in Wisconsin, and they didn't hire a Wisconsin lawyer. And so they just did a very fast and shabby job on this motion, which went nowhere, and which Judge Schroeder just denied and said, it's not relevant, it's not timely, it's not done correctly. But so there were some other hands in there trying to get a hold of this $2 million that had been put up for bond for Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask. I take it no bail bondsmen were involved in this.
No. Wisconsin has its law doesn't allow for bail bondsmen. There aren't any. There just are no provision for bail bondsmen in Wisconsin. You come up with the money or you don't. That's it. And that's one of the reasons I thought that was just outrageously high bond for Rittenhouse, who had ties to the community, who had never committed a crime before, who turned himself in, and who had all kinds of video evidence that pretty clearly indicated it was self-defense. He didn't seem like much of a flight risk to me, and yet they insisted on a $2 million bond. I thought that was abusive right from the start. But they raised the money and got him the bond, and now the bond is being distributed, as I mentioned. It won't go back to all the individual people who put up the money. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was not aware that those kind of things happen in one of these crimes or in one of these hearings. So one of the questions that I had heard asked was when he was wanting to get the gun, when Rittenhouse was wanting to get the gun, and he also wanted all the stuff they took off of him, that he wanted to destroy it. He wanted to destroy it because he didn't want it to become like some high value trophy to be sold out there.
Yeah.
Well, which is okay. That's fine. Except, did he ever actually own that gun?
Not in my opinion. There was an oral agreement between him and Dominic Black that the rifle would be transferred to him when Rittenhouse turned 18. Of course, when Rittenhouse turned 18, he's under indictment for a couple of murders, and the gun is in the hands of the Kenosha. Let's see, I think they have some kind of joint evidence system there for the county and the city, so it's a neutral party. It's not actually part of the Kenosha Police Department. And so, you know, he couldn't possibly turn it over because he didn't have it. And Rittenhouse was not legally capable of receiving it at that time.
Right.
So, in my opinion, Dominic Black was the owner. Now, how they negotiated with Black, because he signed on to this agreement, so that, you know, he'd agree for that rifle to be destroyed. I mean, what did he get out of this, is what I'm trying to figure. Now, he did get the rifle that he carried that night back. So he has that rifle, and that rifle might be auctioned off. And, you know, it has certain historic provenance, so it might bring some money. I don't know how much. $20,000,
$50,000,
$100,000, hard to say.
Who knows?
All depends.
Coming up on the first break, this article is right now on the page at ammoland.com. Along with 1,900 plus other articles of Dean's. Not necessarily on the page, but available to you if you go into all contributors. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention is that Dominic Black did receive one thing of value for certain out of this, and that is, as the rifle is not actually going to be transferred to Kyle Rittenhouse, there is now no question that there was never a straw purchase. So I don't think he has any significant risk of being charged with straw purchase under federal law now. Whereas before, there was some possibility that if the rifle eventually got to Kyle Rittenhouse, that he could be charged with a straw purchase.
Right.
Under a Supreme Court decision in 2014 called United States v. Abramski, where basically at the time, four leftists on the court and Judge Kennedy ruled together to say that if you purchased a firearm, somebody gave you money and you purchased a firearm, even if that firearm was then transferred legally to the other person, that was a straw purchase. And so under that ruling, it was conceivable that Black could have been prosecuted for straw purchase if Kyle had ended up with the rifle.
Right.
So this prevents that. So that's some positive thing. The other kind of thing that I thought was a little funny, I don't know what kind of attorney or representation that Dominic Black had in this thing. He had hired Anthony Cotton of Kenosha, who represented him in getting the charges dismissed, and I presume negotiating with the prosecutor, Binger, in Kenosha. And then I talked to the attorney, Anthony Cotton, and asked him if he was concerned about the possible legal exposure federally. And he said, well, yeah, we're taking that into consideration, but that he was no longer representing Dominic Black, and that if he wanted somebody to pursue legal recourse to have his rifle returned, well, that would be up to him, but he wasn't involved in it at all. So I don't know if he got another attorney, or if people just talked to him and said, this is the best deal you can get. Who knows? I don't know what happened then.
Well, in any event, does this pretty much make everything over for both of those young men?
No. Because Kyle has become a national persona. Maybe 10 years from now, not many people will recognize him or remember what happened. That's probably the best thing that can happen for him. I don't know what all of the, logic went into saying, let's destroy this rifle. I personally think that's probably not the right decision, because I don't think it buys him anything. I don't think it gets him anything.
Right.
I mean, my opinion is when you give in, when you make a motion toward the left, they take that and say, see, we got him. Now let's grab more as much as we can. Yeah, I think they will celebrate the destruction of the rifle and be as angry and intolerant of Kyle as they ever were before. In terms of Black, he gets his original rifle back and he's out of it, and pretty much all the charges for him are gone. So,
right.
I think it's pretty much over.
There will never be a day when I will seek out Kyle Rittenhouse to bring him on this show.
That would be good. I think that would be great. He seems to have been willing to go on to some shows lately. So,
I'm saying I'm not going to be the one that would take him. I would not take him on my show.
Oh, you would? Oh, okay.
No, he does not need to keep reliving this and all this other stuff. He probably needs a little bit of therapy.
Yeah. He probably better for him in general if he could just, become another name nobody remembers him and he goes about his life. But I think that's not real likely.
No,
for at least a short while.
Right.
At least a couple years.
Well, nowadays with young people, if they get a chance to ignite that 15 minutes, they seem to go for it.
Absolutely. It is, to me, it's a rather strange thing. I've always thought that fame, you know, is a double-edged thing. I mean, it may get you a better table in a restaurant. On the other hand, you know, you have to put up with all the nonsense of people wanting signatures, or in the case of somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, calling him a monster and trying to do nasty stuff to him. I always thought that it's better not to have a lot of name recognition, but that's me.
Well, I mean,
you know, be the greatest.
I think instead of us, instead of people in the media getting out there and continuing to feed whatever may be going on with him, that should be allowed to be drawn out and manifested and dealt with so that he can try to be normal.
I agree. I think, and I don't know what'll happen with him. You know, it's not like he's become wealthy from this. Talk of lawsuits.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I was him, I'd be going after a few people myself. And I know he's been in touch with that kid that CNN called a white supremacist because he was looking, it looked like he was looking at and taunting a Native American who was protesting something. I know that. I get it.
Yeah, you know, Nick Sandman, I think you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think Kyle has reasonable grounds. Even after the trial, there were personalities calling him a murderer when he'd been found not guilty on all counts.
Right.
I think that sounds actionable to me.
Yep. So we are coming up on the next break. This article is called Kyle Rittenhouse Demands Return of Rifle and Property Taken by Police. And it was published yesterday, so it is probably still on the front page. If it isn't, you can go to all contributors and check that out, which this has been a long litany of articles as this little incident has unfolded, and Dean has covered it superbly. So, and that goes along with 1,900 other articles of various types and stripes that Dean puts out there. All available in the All Contributors section. Click on Dean's name. It'll be about a third of the way down on the left-hand side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden making the short trip on Air Force One to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday afternoon after visiting the site where a bridge collapsed earlier Friday morning. The visit comes as the president pushes infrastructure and jobs across America and touts his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package.
It had been rated in poor condition for the past 10 years. What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
Over 73 million Americans expected to be affected by a major winter storm on the East Coast, the storm affecting folks from North Carolina all the way up to Maine. You're listening to USA Radio News. A man with a long rap sheet is suspected in a shootout with Houston, Texas police.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A simple word guessing game called Wordle is taking social media by storm. While it takes a little work to solve the puzzle, experts like Jillian Hill from the University of Texas Center for Brain Health in Dallas say Wordle is like candy for the brain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, when I was at the SHOT Show, I was able to talk to a representative from Remington who'd been there a long time. They have brought out a new subsonic 22 long rifle cartridge designed for use with suppressors. And while I was talking to the gentleman, his name is Nick, I'm hoping I pronounced it correctly, Sashe, S-A-C-H-S-E, and he'd been with Remington for over 30 years, and he gave me all this great information about what Remington had done in the past decade or so to improve their 22 rimfires, and in particular what they had done to come up with this new subsonic 22 cartridge. It's designed, like I said, for suppressors. Now, almost everybody makes a standard velocity round, which usually is traveling at about 1,050, 1,070 feet per second. And since the speed of sound is usually in the neighborhood at about 1130 or so at sea level and changes with various temperature and pressure situations and with elevation, if you want to keep the bullet flying below the speed of sound, you usually pick a number in around 1050 or 1070, and there's variations in bullet velocity from one to the next, so that, you know, if you get a 15 or 20 or 30 foot per second variation, you don't want to go over and have that sonic crack when you're trying to be quiet. So when I was talking to Nick at the show, He explained that they had changed almost everything in order to get this 22 long rifle that was optimized for use with suppressors. And one of the things that I asked him about was a bit more than a decade ago, and I'm sure many of your listeners will remember this, Remington had developed a bad reputation, especially in their bulk 22 ammunition, for having misfires. And so I talked to him about it, and I said, well, you know, I've heard good things since then, but, you know, what's happened? And he said that he was part of the team that investigated it and recommended changes and made changes. And what was happening is that with the way that they were applying the priming compound to the rim of the rimfire case, when a firing pin would hit the rim, sometimes instead of crushing the priming compound, it would dislodge the priming compound, which would then, instead of being crushed and igniting, it would be pushed to the center of the case, and you would get a misfire. Now, that's different than what I had thought. I had thought that their priming compound procedure just occasionally missed a spot in the rim of the case. But he said, no, that wasn't what was happening. It was a mechanical problem that as the firing pin hit, it dislodged the priming compound without crushing it. And so what they changed is they applied more priming compound, so the priming compound wasn't just around the rim on the outside, but actually across the entire base of the case. I'm not sure how thick, but it has the mechanical property that when the firing pin hits the rim, it can't displace the priming compound. It ends up having to crush it. And he said that their complaints about misfires have gone down to virtually zero for the last several years. And he certainly hoped that all of those old lots of ammunition where they had problems have been shot up by now, because it caused a real bad hit to their reputation. And they are applying all of their rimfire cases now have the new priming compound system. And so that's a good thing. So they changed the priming compound for everything. Then they also changed the metallurgy on the cases. Now, they use brass cases, but they were investigating. Apparently, they were getting a little bit of a pop with some of their cartridges on semi-automatic pistols and rifles, where the case was not sealing the breech quite long enough to minimize the noise. And so they changed the metallurgy, the annealing process. He didn't go into exact detail of everything, but they changed the case so that it would seal better and do away with most of that ejection port pop. And then they applied that to all of their 22 rimfire as well. But for this particular subsonic cartridge, they kept a 40-grain bullet, which is standard for 22 long rifle, but they also made it a hollow point so that it'd be effective for hunting, and they have the profile of the bullet to optimize it for feeding as well. It really looks like a round-nose 22 rimfire, but there's a little flat spot at the top in the center of it and a hollow point to make it a effective hollow point cartridge. So they changed the priming, they changed the case, they changed the bullet. The bullet is plated so that it's like copper or their golden bullet compound, whatever, all the way around it. So there's no lead that's exposed to the bore or to the suppressor interior. And he didn't tell me what it was, but there's some sort of a lubricant that is applied outside of that, but it's designed in such a way as to minimize the fouling inside a suppressor. So there's only four components to a cartridge. There's the primer, there's the cartridge case that holds everything together, there's the bullet, and then there's the propellant or gunpowder. Well, in this case, Remington changed the powder too. They changed the mix to try to get a very clean burning propellant for suppressor so that it wouldn't deposit as much debris inside the suppressor when it's done. Now, I didn't shoot any of this ammunition, so we'll have to wait until it actually comes out before we determine, you know, how much of an improvement it is. But it sounds as though they did a good job, and this should be an excellent cartridge for suppressed 22s.
Well, that's the new thing. That's the new hotness.
Yes, they are. I mean, and the number of people with legal suppressors is just skyrocketing, which I think is a good thing because eventually we'll get them taken off of the NFA where they never should have been to start.
Sure. Hopefully I will live that long.
Yeah, anyway. You and me both, brother.
Yeah. Hopefully I will live that long to see that happen. It is fun, though, causing that ruckus. Coming up on the next break, that article is published today. It's probably still on the front page at Ammoland.com. For those of you that are 22 aficionados, I know there's a lot of you out there. Hey, go check that out. Ammo, go check out and see what this ammo is. Maybe it's already out there in the market. Who knows? Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been going over this and over that. So how would you like to end the week, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the Constitutional Carry Club. Right now, we have 21 states that have a form of constitutional carry where you don't have to ask government permission to carry a loaded handgun, usually holstered, either openly or concealed in most public places. That's the state of the situation that existed when the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791. Hence, we call it constitutional carry. And there are several states that have legislation in the works to restore constitutional carry in their state. And what we're seeing in three states particularly, I would say Indiana and Nebraska and Florida, is that we're getting what I'd call some kabuki theater. We get people inside the legislatures who are saying, oh, yeah, constitutional carry, yeah, great thing. Why, I'll support it if it comes to the floor, or I'll sign it if it comes to my desk. But we've seen this kind of stuff before, and it usually is a little dance that people do when they don't really want to see the legislation advance. They don't want to have to go to their constituents and say, I did not support this, because it's very popular among their constituents. And so they'll say, well, I support it if. And then behind the scenes, people are doing everything they can to make sure that if never takes place. But in spite of that sort of dancing that's going about, what we see is people who did not say anything in support of constitutional carry before, are doing so. There was a prominent female legislator in Nebraska. The name's on the tip of my tongue, but she was mentioned to me by the proponent of constitutional carry there a couple of years ago. And she has come out and said that they should pass constitutional carry. So that says to me it's got more of a chance this year than it has had previously. Then in Indiana, it should be an absolute no-brainer there. They have more than two-thirds of Republicans in both the House and in the Senate. And in the House, they passed constitutional carry by more than 2-1 last year easily. Then it was killed in the Senate by the simple expediency of never bringing it up for a vote. And what I have read, although I cannot prove it, I was not there, is that in a secret vote in the Senate, where they had more than two-thirds of the people were Republicans, so they had a Republican caucus, which isn't open to the public, and they asked their members inside the caucus at that time, this would have been last year, do we want to pass this or not? And they voted not to pass it in secret, but in public they wouldn't come out and say they didn't want to pass it. So that kind of thing comes back to bite them eventually. You know, you can only play those games so long with people who are dedicated, and people leak what happened and you get the news about it. So it seems like there's a much better chance for constitutional carry to pass this year in Indiana than last year, where it was quietly strangled to death in committee, trying to raise as little fuss as possible. And then we have Florida. Florida is a really interesting case because they've been trying to pass open carry there, seems like, for about 15 or 20 years.
They're the only shall-issue state that doesn't have it.
Yes, you are correct. And there's only three other states that don't allow open carry other than Florida, and that's California, Illinois, and New York. Now, people will say, well, they don't really have open carry in New Jersey. Well, you're probably right in practicality. But the law says that if you have a New Jersey permit, you can carry openly. It's just that, you know, the only people who get permits in New Jersey are those with the right kind of connections, you know. Maybe you're a judge or a former judge or retired police commissioner or something like that.
Senate president.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if you know the right people. And that's the way it is actually in California, too. You can get a permit if you got the right connections. And you can, you know, there have been some scandals in California where people made allegations and had some evidence that if you, you know, contributed the right amount of money to the sheriff's reelection fund at the right time, you could get a permit, too. So this type of may issue permit is just absolutely ripe for exploitation by corrupt individuals. And, you know, in this type of situation, the people never say, well, I'm taking a bribe. Oh, no, I'm doing a favor for a friend, you know, is the way they tend to look at it. This guy really deserves it, you know. I mean, the fact that he gave me $20,000 for my reelection campaign didn't hurt, but he would have done that anyway. I mean, that's the way these, you know, corruption works. People are very good at lying to themselves. So there's other places. Alabama looks surprisingly good, but in Alabama, the question is, will the sheriff's association be able to overcome their inherent interest in getting permit money over the desire of the people not to have to pay in order to exercise a constitutional right? And then Ohio, we're expecting word there any day now. Their constitutional carry bill passed both. They had bills passed the House and the Senate, but not the same bill. One bill from the House, one bill from the Senate. And while they're very close, they have to go through some kind of reconciliation process and go to the governor and be signed. And it should be happening very soon because they got a primary coming up. They've got some other things going up where all the political stars are lining up that they need to get something done in the next few weeks. So I had kind of expected news from Ohio already, so we should be hearing something shortly. I stand by my prediction that we'll get 2 to 4 new constitutional carry states this year.
At 4, that means half the nation is constitutional carry.
That's correct.
That's sort of hard to ignore.
It could happen. It certainly could happen. I'd love to see any one of the ones I mentioned, Nebraska, Indiana, Ohio, Alabama, Florida, I'd like to see any one of them, or all of them, become constitutional carry. So, but I'm hedging my bets and saying somewhere between 2 and 4 this year. And I'd love to see at least one of them happen before the Supreme Court puts out the decision in New York Rifle and Pistol Association.
Yep.
That says whether there is a right to carry a gun outside the home.
Well, they just about have to say that, don't they?
Well, I would think so, but
yeah.
We've thought the Supreme Court had to say things and they didn't before.
Right.
So.
Right. So that is, here in South Carolina, I don't know. Right now, we have nothing pending. I think with the politicians in South Carolina, I think they're out there saying, hey, we just gave you the open carry thing. Be happy with that and shut up.
Yeah, although I heard that there is a bill, there's a constitutional carry bill kind of floating around. I don't think it's getting a lot of play right now, but there is one floating around, I understand. In
what,
South Carolina.
Really? Well, I mean, there's always one floating around. It's just that
exactly.
It never makes it anywhere. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not one side ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.